T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Three big things.
Three.
National Fire Prevention Week. Plan and practice your escape in an emergency.
Two.
House committees and White House tussle over impeachment inquiry witnesses.
One.
Wichita City Council moves forward on key projects, Union Station, and the new stadium. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Still got officers out, and they've got the road closed there. Kellogg eastbound between 119th and Mays Road due to a fatal traffic accident earlier this morning. We also have the report of some debris causing a bit of a traffic slowdown. This is I-135 near 21st Street North. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly cloudy with a 40% chance for rain today and a high of 74 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 60. Then Thursday, partly cloudy, 30% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 67. Now light rain, 58 degrees, southeast wind gusting to 23 miles per hour. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. According to new research, Americans eat 387 meals by themselves every year. That's about 7.5 alone meals a week. But alone doesn't mean always mean lonely. The survey revealed that 68% of Americans look forward to eating a meal alone. Top reason, it's more relaxing. All right. U.S.-China trade complications continue to create risks for investors as the markets closed Tuesday.
A major sell-off on Wall Street as a wave of trade woes hit investors after the U.S. adds 28 Chinese companies to its trade blacklist and mulls limiting government pension fund investments in Chinese companies. Stocks hitting session lows on comments from the International Monetary Fund that the global economy is in a synchronized slowdown. A day of negative news had the Dow settling just above the lows of the day, down 314 points. The S&P down 46, the Nasdaq down 132. All 11 S&P sectors closing in the red, with financial stocks taking the biggest hit, while trade bellwethers Boeing, IBM, and Caterpillar accounting for more than a third of the Dow's sell-off. Oil closing lower, gold and treasury safe havens were higher. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Dogs in the office. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, and woof, woof. I have a friend who owns a manufacturing facility. It is a conglomeration of industrial buildings with large metal presses, punches, CNC machines, plasma cutters, you name it. His office is upstairs. He brings his well-behaved Labrador Retriever to the office every day. It's his buddy, and all the workers there enjoy having the dog around, even though she spends most of her time up in his office area. Well, if I had it my way, every office would have an office dog. Today, you know, to me, they're generally happy, playful, soothing to pet, and dogs are often, you know, they bring a smile to most people's faces. Some offices encourage workers to bring their dogs to work. The HRDirector.com ran a survey in July of this year, and they report that 42% of millennials would like or enjoy a dog-friendly workplace. It's part of the work-life balance. HR directors in that study report that employees are more productive if they're happier, and dogs can make people happy. But there can be problems. What if the dog's not well-behaved? Some dogs are very territorial and protective of their perceived space and of their people. If a client or unfamiliar person invades that space, the dog might bark, or worse yet, it might bite somebody. And there's a damage a dog may cause. An older or young pup may leave calling cards or slick spots around the office. If you run a company, it's probably not a good idea to just announce a bring your dog to work policy. It needs to have specific language that addresses the whens and hows and restrictions of having animals in the workplace. While an employee may be happier with their pet nearby, Will it take away from their work if they need to take the pet outside every few hours? And an unruly animal may disrupt business by either bothering clients or other workers. Bringing your dogs may be a good idea. Just think it through and provide guidelines. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
I'm not a big fan of the idea, but like you say, different offices have different ways of looking at things, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is National Emergency Nurses Day, recognizing the dedication of ER nurses across the nation. Take this day to say thank you to the emergency room nurses for their hard work, dedication, service, and commitment. That is not an easy job. And, we appreciate the work that they do. All right,
Don. My wife's aunt was one of those, and I tell you, that's a tough job.
They earn their money, don't they? Emergency Nurses Day. Coming up, KNSS News at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, with all the news this morning. House committees and White House tussling over impeachment inquiry. That story and more news at 7. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.